A new study of natural gas infrastructure in Connecticut says harmful amounts of methane are leaking from aging underground gas pipes. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the findings add to an emerging body of science demonstrating the scale of methane leaks in America.
Methane is the main part of natural gas. Like carbon dioxide, it's a greenhouse gas trapping heat in the atmosphere, but Nathan Phillips says there's a big difference.
Methane is like carbon dioxide on steroids.
Phillips is a professor at Boston University.
It's dozens of times more powerful in heating up the atmosphere than CO2 is. So if you leak that methane instead of burning it, it's very damaging to the climate.
And one way methane can leak here in New England? From old buried pipes. To quantify those leaks, Phillips and his team rigged up a high-tech gas sniffer to a car outfitted with a GPS. They drove around three cities in Connecticut, pulling in air from surrounding sidewalks, pinging their location, and measuring the amount of methane.
So it produces highly resolved in space maps of where the leaks are.
Tim Keyes, one of the study's lead authors, says this mapping work, when combined with a 2016 leak survey he did in Hartford, shows hundreds of previously unidentified leaks.
The leak indications are still prevalent and persistent. There are still an unsettling number of leaks per mile that can be observed.
In Hartford, his team found enough methane leaking from pipes each day to heat more than 200 homes. Leaks were also found in Danbury and New London. Connecticut Natural Gas and the Southern Connecticut Gas Company, which are owned by the same company Avangrid, declined a request for an interview about the study. But in a statement, the two companies said they upgrade about 50 miles of piping annually across their systems and have a robust program to monitor and respond to natural gas leaks. Between them, the two own about 4,600 miles of natural gas mains. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Eversource, which also owns a gas subsidiary in Connecticut, says the company annually invests tens of millions of dollars to upgrade gas pipes, and that it's replaced hundreds of miles of gas lines over roughly the last decade, including in Danbury and New London.
It's sort of a hidden, invisible problem.
Jessica Transick, an associate professor at MIT who was not involved with the study, says the Connecticut work is advancing the science of how we pinpoint leaks that are notoriously difficult and pricey to track.
So that's part of why we're having such a hard time getting a handle on how large are these methane leaks actually.
But leaky pipes are just one contributor to lost methane. Bob Howarth, a professor of ecology and environmental biology at Cornell University, says there are many other spots on the production chain where methane is lost into the atmosphere.
We drill wells, we hydraulically fracture the wells, we pull the gas up, we process the gas, we store it, we then put it in high transmission pipelines, we finally get towards cities and suburbs where we put it into lower pressure transmission pipelines, and the fact is that methane is emitted at each and every one of those steps.
In 2019, Howarth published a study saying at least one-third of the global increase in methane over the last decade is coming from shale gas development in the United States. He says studies like this Connecticut paper are valuable additions to a growing body of evidence that old city pipes are also contributing to that global uptick.
What this new paper does is just show the magnitude of the number of leaks. It's really quite striking when you look at some of their visuals.
And while companies are supposed to step in to fix major leaks, especially if they pose safety risks, Howarth says the gas industry doesn't have much incentive to fix other methane leaks.
Gas that's leaked on its way to the consumer can be charged off collectively to the consumers by the company. So they're actually making money off of the gas that's leaking as well as what they sell to the customer.
Both he and MIT's Jessica Transick say fixing leaky pipes is important. But both agree the real solution is shifting away from fossil fuels. And Transick says all that uncertainty about how methane is leaking and where is just one more argument for transitioning to a cleaner grid.
We shouldn't be hamstrung by that uncertainty. Instead, we can take that uncertainty into account and say, okay, that's a risk. This means we may need to accelerate our transition plan away from natural gas.
And hopefully stop the release of another lesser-known greenhouse gas. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.